Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Listening to Fantasia right here, it's called Truth Is. Hey, I like this song. Reminds me of just some of those times when, oh my goodness, man, just coming up through college, doing so many things. So many things. It's just, it just bring back memories. All right. And today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can reach me at 678-549-0274. Again, that number is 678-549-0274. Whether you're buying, selling, or know someone who's buying or selling, put them in touch with us, Frank Williams Realty. You can reach us by email, frankwilliams@kw.com, or you can reach me by phone or text, 678-549-0274. Send me an email, text me, call me, whatever you want to do, you can get in touch with me. I'll help those guys or you from start to finish. I take care of folks from the beginning of the process to the end of the process once they get their keys and get ready to walk into their new home. I'm there every step of the way. All right? Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. When you call into the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. And I guarantee you, I will on the air. Hey, it's Friday. It's a great day. I hope you guys are having a good day wherever you are, whether you're in right here in Georgia where we are, or you're in Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, all the connecting states, Texas, California, even all the way to Seattle, Washington, wherever you are. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Whether you're listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, online at Facebook, you can listen to the show through Twitter. A whole gamut of ways to listen to the show. You can call in and listen through a landline. You can call in through your cell phone. Whatever you want to do, you can access the show. Now, you can also, when you're there on the show page, there's an icon there that says follow this show. You can click on that icon and you can set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And what that means is whenever I have a show and put show notes out there online, it will alert you that I'm going to have a show, what time the show is, the show notes, or the show notes mean what we're going to be talking about, the description of the show, and all. Okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I know this is just my second show back. And, I've been doing a lot of different things. I had to renew my real estate license, so I took a couple of months to get all of that done. Now I'm up and set and ready to go for another 4 years. So you guys call me. Let's make some money together. All right? Let's do some real estate. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is Free for All Friday. Now, all lines are open for our listeners to share topics, to call in and talk many different subjects from politics to sports. What's on your mind today? Call 516-531-9483 and press the number 1. Let's talk a little bit about some things that's going on. It was a great game yesterday. I know the Braves had a game on yesterday, and I think they finally won in extra innings. I think the final score was 10-9 or something like that. So great game. I'm trying to figure out how to get out there and get to a game soon. I went to a couple of games last year. Would like to go back. I'd probably go back and check out a couple of games this year as well. I know my wife's kind of dying to get out to a game, so we'll see what happens. I'll try to get into a Friday night game or even a Saturday night game because now I'm going to be off on Friday and Saturday nights. That's exciting. So it doesn't. I don't start that schedule until the middle of July, but that sure is exciting for me. So we'll see what happens, right? we'll see what happens. Free for all Friday. Call me, guys. Let's talk. And let's see. Also, the NBA Finals start again tonight. They have a game tonight in Miami. They're going to be jumping down there. I hope the Miami Heat opens up and take this next game and top this series 2-2. Right now it's 2-1 in favor of the Nuggets. And Nuggets are really just playing great basketball right now. They're peaking, they're kicking on all cylinders, and the Heat just can't seem to stop them. They just can't seem to get the stops when they need to get the stops, okay? And I believe that, you know, this works from a few different ways. You know, when you think about it, it's like, okay, when you need a stop, okay? When I was playing basketball and in high school, I was a defensive man. I was a defensive guy. I was always assigned to the other team's best player. I'm not saying the center and all this, because usually when we were playing in high school, the best player on the team was not the center, okay? It was one of the guards or either a small forward who may have been the best player. So I could play all those positions. So I could put a stop to their best player. So I was always assigned the other team's best player. And for me, went on through high school, went to college, and even playing pickup ball after that, my intensity on the basketball court was just most times off the charts. And that's what brought my other teammates along with me. Once they saw what I was doing, how hard I played the game, they do their best to match that intensity. And that was cool with me, because, you know, it was something that that I could drag along, and it helped. Again, it helped everyone. And once we stepped up our intensity to make things happen, it's the whole momentum changed. The whole game turned around. Okay, and that's what the Miami Heat has to do. They have to get in there and make some changes so someone is going to have to step up and lose their mind. On defense, offense, you got to get somebody with the intensity to work hard and you know, go on the floor, die for these loose balls and grab these rebounds and go at it hard to the hole. And You have to have that. Someone's gonna have to step up and make that happen. If they don't, they're gonna find themselves going back to Denver, down 3-1. Okay, down 3-1. So those are my predictions for tonight. And let's see what happens. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, also, I listened to some of the XM radio, okay, that's satellite radio, and I listened to the comedy channel, okay, Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud. He always have a gamut of, you know, he have a gamut of comedians out there that just wear you out, okay? And you know, one of them was like, you ever go to a friend's house or somebody's house? You ever been to someone's house and nothing worked, okay? Everything's broken, shut down or something. So he said he went to a friend's house and got there, and the friend was standing on the porch, and he got ready to go up on the porch to go in the house, and he said, "Hey man, watch that reel, watch that hand reel. You can't use that; it's real shaky. So you just use the rope to come on up here and come in." And then he get in the house and he go in the den, sit on the couch. He said, "Whoa, don't sit on that end of the couch. That's the broke end of the couch. Okay, sit on this side. It's where you can this the good side of the couch that you can sit." And then he said he went to the kitchen because he didn't have it. He left his lighter in the car. He went to the kitchen to light a cigarette, and on the stove and the eye on the stove didn't work. He said, "Hey man, those eyes don't work. You have to use the pilot. You have to use the pilot light to light your cigarette down there. Go ahead and stick it in there and use the pilot light to light the cigarette." And then go to turn on the TV. He went to turn on the TV and he said, "Hey man, just plug it in. It's already on." That was crazy, man. That was crazy, you know. But anyway, you know, you think about this. A lot of women say that their men aren't, you know, romantic enough or whatever. And this, you know, this one girl said that her new boyfriend says he only have sex twice a week. And she told him that she need more. He gave her no answer. "He hadn't touched me since." He said, do I go now before it's I think you do. I think you do go now. Because if not, then I believe it's going to be a problem. You're gonna end up, you know, falling in love with the guy, and you know, if you do fall in love with the guy, then you know, then it's gonna be too late, right? So if he's only interested in you know, having sex, you know, twice a week, and you need more, you know, you gotta get away from that. So I think that, yeah, you gotta get away before it's too late. And you know, the reason I say that is because, again, you're gonna end up falling in love with the guy before long. Cause sound like he may be a decent guy. He just didn't want to. Maybe he's not ready to make things happen right now. You know, maybe he just didn't want to get into that too much right now. But, you know, I don't know. You got to watch that. Someone else sent something, said, I might forgive you 1,000 times, but I'll only trust you once. I might forgive you 1,000 times, but I'll only trust you once. Well, that's something I think that's true for a friend. I don't know if it's true for a spouse or something. Because and it's according to what was done. It was according to what happened. Okay, a spouse or a girlfriend that may, you know, step out on you, cheat on you, and you find out, that may not be forgivable. Okay, you trust them. Some things us guys can't wrap our heads around. Okay, women can do it better than men. What I mean by that is a woman can, you can cheat on a woman. Not all women, but some women you can cheat on them and they'll forgive you and take you back and y'all will continue your relationship and it'll keep going down that path where you've been going. But I wouldn't say, you know, continue to cheat, because she will find out. Because us guys, you know, we just don't protect ourselves when it comes to seeing another woman. We just don't. What I mean by that is you might go and see another woman and y'all get all close and you start to, you know, have an intimate relationship, and you know, of course she's got your contact information so she can call you or text you or something like that at any time. Now it may start off and she say, I know you're married, I know you're dating someone or whatever. I'm not gonna do anything to screw that up. You know, I know what my place is. She may say that at first. But, you know, if things start to get heavy and you start to hit it right, so to speak, that's gonna change. Okay, that's going to change. And it's going to change. It's going to change one way or the other. It's either going to change with you wanting to see her more or she wanting to see you more. And neither one of those can happen because of your other relationship. So don't get into that. Someone else sent me and said, people will notice the change in your attitude towards them, but won't notice their behavior that made you change. People will notice the change in your attitude towards them, but won't notice their behavior that made you change. That's a good one. Someone else sent, you want to see a black person get real mad? You be their partner in spades and can't play. You'll see them get mad. Okay. the guy said, "You look good." And then your horny ass said, "I taste good too." That's a good one. Someone else said, someone needs to hear this. You can't save someone who's not willing to participate in their own rescue. Now, that's a good one. You can't save someone who's not willing to participate in their own rescue. That's heavy right there. And I'm going to kind of end the show on that. I got a few more minutes left in the show. Say, you can't save someone who's not willing to participate in their own rescue. Ladies, I say ladies because I think this happens more to ladies than it does to men. Ladies, get together with a man and they want to mold them into whom they want them to be. They want to mold them into whom they want them to be. Now, this can happen. You can mold a man into whom you want him to be. But most times, you don't have that much time to give. Y'all with me? So you may want to mold this man into whom you want him to be, but he doesn't want to be who you want him to be. Okay? Y'all get it? So he's not interested in being rescued. He just continues to make the same mistakes over and over again, although you've sat down, y'all talked about it, all this stuff. But he continues to treat you the same. He continues to be that same person. But you're not really interested in. And again, you don't have that much time. Okay? You don't have that much time. So, because it may take a really long time for you to mold him into who you want him to be. Hey, guys, that's the end of my show. Take care of yourselves. Have a tremendous Friday. I love all you guys. I hope you have a great day. Be safe, stay healthy, and continue to go down that path that you want and continue to go after the things that you want in your life. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over.
temperature of your body, feeling your